Discover Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app and get Devil Radio with you 24-7. Listen to your favorite shows. If you get this on the AM, 1580 AM, there's a special reason for it. The FCC requires all AM stations to power down when it gets dark. When it gets dark super early and it's dark for a long, long time, that is going to result in less power. I'm not getting into the physics of it, the sun's rays and all that, but that's the fact. But even if you get it on the FM, 92.7 FM, very good idea to download the Devil Radio app. And while you're at it, click on the Support Devil Radio link. We put it up because you asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 stations blasting attacks on our democracy, the big lie, supporting Trump. We are the strongest and least polite, but very articulate response to all of that. Okay, we're going back to the topics, but, you know, the lines are lighting up. You know, I'm quite fond of the lines. So Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Good morning. I like what I think it's Bell had to say, and I ditto that. I think that our voices really have to be heard, and we can't give up. I mean, we've been fighting for a very long time, but look what's been accomplished. Boy, could you imagine if Trump was still president? I couldn't. I think we'd have a definitely awful, awful America. And they're doing everything they can on those radio stations nonstop. You know, those 80 stations going hour after hour after hour in the car, on your way to work, when you're out working on your farm, when you're getting together, all you hear is Republican lies. Their world looks a whole lot different than ours does. But we have to work in different ways to wake, you know, I hate that word woke, but, you know, we have to get through all of the propaganda. And remember, this stuff's been going for years and years and years. Everything that they do that's negative, the Republicans blame the Democrats for it. And we have to correct that somehow by over and over and over again saying the good things that the Democrats have done for the people. They really do work for the people. And the nonstop lies and the people the Republicans work for, they don't work for us. They work right for their wealthy donors. And it's just amazing that people, you know, don't get that yet. But unfortunately, they don't read, they don't research, and so we just got to keep hammering it out, guys, because...
You're right, Gene. Thank God that you called in again. I like it when you call in. And, you know, there are a couple of things. Here are some examples that we could be doing. Bill of Oconomowoc raised it before. How about Merrick Garland right now going after Steve Bannon? How about that? Okay. The guy blew it off. It's criminal contempt. If we don't go after Steve Bannon for criminal contempt, you might as well say there's no subpoena power in the Congress. And in the governor race, if it is Rebecca Clayfish, she is Lady Foxtrot. She is the Duchess of Foxtrot Abbey. She was as big on Foxtrot, I should say Foxconn. I like to say Foxtrot. Foxconn Abbey. She's as big as Foxconn than Walker. And both of them, is almost about $1 billion for site preparation, taking people's houses against their will and all that, turned over to a Chinese company, and they slipped their leash and they got out of town. Who is paying for that? Well, Mount Pleasant and Racine County are supposed to. They can't. So in the deal agreement, it's the state. Who is the state? You. You're the state. And I'm the state. And who's paying the attorney's fees for Gableman's fake investigation? You are, and I am. She's got to be confronted on that. So thank you very much, Gene, for calling in. You nailed it. Bill, thank you. You nailed it. Going back to the lines. We'll take you in order. We'll get you both. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks, Quan. What's on your mind today, David of Mequon?
Good morning. Really quickly, I'm just going to make a couple points. One, Bill from Shorewood, what he did not reference to was the fact the enhanced unemployment benefits stopped September. So basically the gravy train was cut off. People had no choice but to start looking for jobs. So that was actually a good thing. And consequently, the unemployment, the states that refused the unemployment, additional unemployment benefits, they actually went towards, that was unspent money, went towards the infrastructure bill. That's one of the ways it's being paid for. Really quickly, to another point that has not been discussed at all today, there's a pipeline, Pipeline 5, which goes from Wisconsin to Michigan, carries 550,000 barrels of oil per day. And the Biden administration is begging OPEC to increase output. They rejected it. And he's contemplating about shutting that pipeline down, which means how are you going to replace 550,000 barrels of oil? You're going to have to transport it on trains, which is absolutely asinine in the fact that you're now, it's inefficient, and it's actually more dangerous to, you know, carry it by train, and it's certainly not going to have the same capacity. And I suspect if they were to do that, if they're successful in shutting off that pipeline, the Midwest is going to have skyrocketing gas prices. And the energy secretary was laughing about the whole situation. They actually had her on CNBC network talking about this. And it's just horrifying. We're already paying high prices. It's going to go much higher if they decide to turn this off. So I'm just putting it out there. We don't have the infrastructure.
I'd like to hear your perspective, a more conservative perspective, and very legitimate. But I do have two responses to what you said, and I think it's important to put them in historical context. One, you're absolutely right in saying that the Republican states, I forget how many there were, 13, 14, or 15, or whatever, who turned down the additional unemployment comp money from the government, that money got allocated to help pay for infrastructure, the hard infrastructure. You're absolutely factually correct on that. However, I think it is also true that economists did studies on those states to see if it made any difference if they turned down the increased UC in terms of employment, and they found that it did not. What's really taken, what Bill of Shorewood said, which is really the case, is it's basically increased vaccinations and lowering fear of people and going to restaurants and hotels that did it. So, you know, that is important. I'll tell you something. Before vaccination, I didn't go to restaurants. I got takeout. I went to the curb. They would come out and hand it through the window with a mask on. You know, you can't make it in a restaurant that way. They make their money on liquor sales. And even when they turned the law to say you could sell liquor like that, it wasn't enough. And a lot of them went under. So I think, Bill, you're both right on one thing. David Amekwan is correct that the money that the Republican governors turned down for unemployment comp did go to help pay for the infrastructure. Bill is correct in saying that it was the vaccination rate, and it was breaking through even the Delta variant and giving people confidence to go in that is resulting in the increased jobs, because the research this summer in Republican states initially assumed, sure, you know, you don't get that extra unemployment comp, you're going to work. Well, no, because you still were getting unemployment comp. You were still, it wasn't as much, but you were getting some. Going back to the lines, Cassandra Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. You're next in line. What's in your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Well, thank you for taking my call. And I just wanted to return to the subject of immigration, in which you spoke about a little bit earlier, on how Nancy Pelosi has inserted an immigration provision into the BIF plan. And I think that is just it's just something to delay. I believe any immigration laws, that should be a bipartisan effort. And I don't see the Senate parliamentarian supporting that immigration provision. And, the Biden administration, you know, they had to backtrack on this plan to try and settle the lawsuits with the people who were separated from their families at the border. And I believe there should be some kind of compensation, but reasonable compensation. I don't know if $450,000 per person is the correct number for compensation. And there was an outcry because I'm a veteran. When a veteran falls on the battlefield, the maximum amount that they receive or that family receives is $400,000. How is it that people who came to our country, they were told the process in order to apply for a refugee status, and they did so without following proper procedures? Why should we as the taxpayer have to pay them more than our brave military soldiers who have given their lives for their country? And all I can say is I know I am lighting a match here, but immigration, I believe the Democrats, they really should wait and make that a bipartisan effort. I believe in immigration, but the Democrats, number one, they have to decide on a immigration plan. They can't accept everyone. They have to decide when we say yes to immigration and also when we say no. Well, that's all I have, and you have a good day, Matt.
Well, Cassandra, that is as articulate and reasoned approach as I've heard. We have to go to a break. Those are still on the line. Hang on, I'll get you right after the break. But Cassandra, I just want to say that was eloquent. And also one other thing, I think Nancy Pelosi is sticking this in to appeal to the progressives to pass this thing. It's not going to survive in the Senate because Manchin and the others said they wouldn't. And what you said has an awful lot of common sense to it. But thank you so much for calling in. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. We're going to get back to the lines right after the break. Do not hang up.